Today, youth in rural communities face many serious challenges, including a lack of opportunities, access to health care, low-wage jobs, access to quality education, and access to transportation. In order to better understand these issues and others, Minneapolis-based nonprofit news site MinPost.com will be talking with rural young adults across the state in hopes of coming to a better understanding of the diverse range of issues young people face today. MinPost reporter Jeff Severins-Gunsel will be in town this Thursday, March 17th, to talk with our local young adults age 17 to 25 about their experiences, hopes, and plans. Jeff joins us by phone now to talk a little bit more about the project. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. Great to have you here. So what sparked the idea for this project?
It's actually something we're doing in partnership with the Bremer Foundation, who's funding this project. And, what sparked it was just this kind of simple knowledge that we, especially in the metro area, we cover a lot in the metro area. We cover a little bit in greater Minnesota, but we really just don't have a clear sense of sort of the struggles, the experiences, the plans of young people in rural Minnesota. And we really wanted to have that and understand that. And we wanted our readers to understand that. And we just kind of want, as reporters, and we want this for our readers too, to people to have just a really more holistic sense of what it means to cover the news in Minnesota. And this is just a huge piece of it.
So you're saying that it's easier to focus on news information about kids in more metro and more than more rural areas?
Not kids specifically, but just that we just had a real desire to kind of really cover the state. And if we're going to really cover the state, this is just such a critical piece of it. You know, you can cover business around the state, you can cover events and politics around the state, but you know, if you don't understand what's really going on with people, especially young people who are at that point of kind of having to make decisions about whether they're going to stay or leave, or you know, how they're going to kind of map out their future. If you don't understand that, you can't really understand, you know, your state or the future of your state. I don't mean to talk in such broad, sweeping terms, but it's kind of what's at the, you know, the spirit of this.
Okay, so when did this project start then?
I have just started traveling this week. I was up near Sandstone yesterday, meeting with some people. It's a really fantastic visit. And I'll be in, you know, Grand Marais on Thursday, Hibbing next week. I'm going to Willmar. Really, for the next few months, I'll be kind of just making trips like I'm making to Grand Marais to try to make initial contact with people. And then our hope is, and this is kind of my specific responsibility in this project, to kind of engage in a, you know, several months long conversation with some of the people that I meet. Which is what I'm really looking to do, to really make a connection. So have an initial kind of conversation that's really pretty free-flowing and broad and helps me to understand what issues are in a given kind of area, region, or city, and then really keep that conversation going either through, you know, meetings or emails or maybe video work or audio work. It's really kind of wide open for us right now.
Okay. Anything in particular that you've learned so far? It sounds like you're just getting rolling on this.
Yeah, it's difficult to say because yesterday was my first group and it was six students. But in this case, it was high school students, and they were just amazing. We had a very short period of time together. We were in the high school between bells going off. We talked for 20 minutes, and I'm about to start transcribing the tape of that. And I feel like I got more material in 20 minutes than I often get with just a single person in an hour. So I feel like the terrain is very rich.
Very good. Is there any particular sort of information that you're looking for?
Sure. I mean, you know, it is quite broad at this point. I mean, what I'm looking for is to have a conversation. So I might, you know, like yesterday, I had a conversation that ranged from talking about, you know, stereotypes of people that live in rural Minnesota, especially young people, or what life might be like for young people, and how those stereotypes are wrong, and also just things that you know, growing up in an area, you wish you could change. You wish you could make different. And you know, if you were to stay, what you think it would take to make it work for you as a community, and as you know, a functioning piece of whatever's happening in this state.
Okay. And you said that your hope is to create an ongoing dialogue. What then will be the ultimate end result of this dialogue? Hopefully, or what do you see this project going?
that's the exciting part to me, and it's kind of what I think is really unique about MinnPost, which is it's a nonprofit, just web-only news site, started by a lot of people that work with the Star Tribune, where you are a lot more restricted in the kind of projects you can do. But here, what's really exciting about this to me is that this first step of meeting with students is where, or not just students, but young people generally, is where we also decide what we do with all of this. And so it depends on the nature of the groups I meet with. You know, if I meet with a group that seems really connected, maybe they would want to do a group kind of blog, or they would want to do a video project, or maybe they just want to be in touch by email. And so I'm really letting, at this early stage especially, just letting the people I meet and I interact with dictate what the product of all of this conversation is, which is sort of rare. I know as a reporter, it's very rare that I would have that kind of freedom, and so it's really the exciting part of it.
That's pretty neat, though, because it's not you running the show; it's letting them run the show.
Right. Like the last thing I want, right, is to. I mean, I come from a small town in Iowa. I don't mean to sound like I'm running for office, but I mean, I get it. Like, the last thing I want is to be a person coming in to an area that I've either never been to. In Grand Marais, I have much deeper connections, but in other places in the state, I've never been there. And I don't want to be coming in and just saying, hey, I've come to get your stories, now give them to me and I will leave and I will decide what to do with them. You know, like, I really want to make this something that is a collective effort. And that too is very rare, especially, you know, when reporters from the metro area do stories on, you know, rural Minnesota. It's like they kind of buzz in with their expense accounts and kind of get the story they already thought they knew they wanted, and they go home and write it, and it's over, and they never come back again. I wanted this to be much more of a sort of community building experience.
Well, very good. Well, we're out of town, or out of time. Sorry, but want to thank you for joining us, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I have to say, I'm a big fan of this radio station, so I'm thrilled to be on.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you with us.
All right, thank you.
Forward to seeing you in town on Thursday.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Again, that was MinnPost.com reporter Jeff Severins-Gunsel talking about the Connecting with Rural Youth event this Thursday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. All young adults age 17 to 25 are invited to attend. Will be at the Cook County Higher Education's North Shore campus here in Grand Marais. More information is available at 387-3411.